And right now, as promised, and listen, you guys have heard me talk about him since 2013 when I was pumping him up as this little skinny dude from Great Valley. He was a top 100 player for ESPN, and I remember when I first put out the One Punks issue on Twitter where he was in it and he was featured, and it was pretty cool to see it. And all of a sudden, of course, he's starring for Villanova as a two-time NCAA champion, a consensus All-American this year. And he was all over ESPN this morning because he decided that he was going to enter the 2018 NBA draft. And that, of course, is Villanova star Mikal Bridges. Kale, what's going on, man?
What's good? What's up?
Oh, man, it was crazy seeing you on ESPN all morning. How was it?
It was a fun experience. I went through, you know, a lot of different podcasts. It was really cool.
Oh, they had you running through. See, I only knew about the TV. They had you running through the podcast as well.
Yeah, I went on a TV show, radio. Went through that. Went to other online TVs. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, well, Mikal Bridges again joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline. Kale, let's get right to it, man. Why did you decide this was the right time for you to enter the draft?
Just because going out as a senior and a leader while winning that championship, I felt like there was nothing better than that. So it made my decision a little bit easier talking to my coaches and my family about it.
Yeah, and when the way you guys went out, obviously winning the championship and you having the Julius Erving Award and the winning the All-American statue that you had this year made it that much easier. How did you feel like overall this year, making the decision that you made to come back to school last year, to not go into the draft last year, going back to school this year, what did you think that you needed to improve on this season to be successful and to be in a position that you are now?
Not really just one thing, just trying to be more of a complete basketball player. And that's what I did in the spring and summer, just working on my game a lot. And also having to take responsibility for a team. That's what I did this year, just having that leadership role. Last time I had leadership roles prior to high school, so not really at the high level like it is in college. So having that, you know, I needed that for just confidence-wise also, and I think that helped me out big time for this year.
And when your confidence started to boost, we saw, of course, 17.7 points per game. Your defense was at its normal rate that it always is. But you've had those big moments scoring-wise that a lot of people weren't accustomed to seeing. Offensively, how did it take you to that next level with that confidence?
Just working on my game, having a pretty hard work ethic. But in games, it's my teammates finding me and always, you know, looking out for me when I'm running transition or if coach running the play, they're always just finding me.
And Mikal Bridges joining us here on the Comcast Business Hotline this morning, declaring for the 2018 NBA Draft, a projected lottery pick in this year's, in June's NBA Draft. And Mikal, defensively, when you people talk about you and this 3-and-D player that you are and what you can do on the next level, most importantly, how do you see yourself faring now, again, with all the confidence that you've gained, what you've done both offensively and defense? But as a lot of people know, you really thrive off of being that defender to shut people down.
Yeah, just taking a lot of confidence in that and just, you know, and getting to that spot, I'm going to keep working on my game and, you know, one day just keep expanding on just that 3-and-D guy. I know now I can rebound, I can push transition, just try to be a more complete player in every aspect of the game.
Yeah, and looking at everything that you've done this past year, let's just look at the whole 4 years. You set out the first year redshirt, 3 years you come, you win a championship in 16. A little different, obviously, a season ago, and this year go back and win two, your second in 3 years, an amazing run. What are you going to miss most about being at Villanova and playing for the Wildcats?
My teammates, my coaches. I love them to death, especially my teammates. Just always hanging out with them, having that. Just having fun together on campus, and we go out to eat and stuff like that. I'm going to miss some guys a lot.
And when you look at how things are projecting now, obviously hearing where you could possibly end up, and we know you've heard it during the year, but you didn't focus on it now, is something that you are going to have to focus on. some people see where you might be projecting to play for the Philadelphia 76ers. Now, you stayed home for college, and there's an opportunity that you don't have a choice of where you're going to play. It's just going to happen how it's going to happen. How do you feel if, in fact, you do wind up with the Philadelphia 76ers?
It'll be really cool just being back home, playing with a really good organization, great coach, great players. It'll be really cool to be staying at home, man. Because my family and my teammates and coaches are still not at Villanova.
And it doesn't hurt that mom works for the organization.
But
the great part is you can rub it into your dad's face, who's not a Sixers fan.
Yeah, exactly. He was a rival,
though,
so that would be really cool.
I know. And Mikal Bridges, again, joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline. He has declared for the NBA draft coming out in June's draft and hopefully as high as possible, maybe even the Philadelphia 76ers. Mikal, the one thing that I do get hit up about now since you decided to make it public, during the season there was one broadcast where I believe it was Jim Jackson and Gus Johnson mentioning that you were a Rams fan. Then today when you were on the Get Up show and you were talking to Jalen Rose and Michelle Beadle talking about the L.A. Rams, dude, what are you doing putting that out there?
I got to let the world know who my team is. A lot of people think I'm an Eagles fan. That's what they just first think because I'm from the Philly area and I live here. That's what they think. I was letting the world know that I'm a Los Angeles Rams fan.
Yeah, and that's bad because, well, we can get into that later because that's just all crazy stuff. But no, people don't know because you're a junior on the floor. You are graduating from Villanova in May, so after that you will start doing. How's the schedule looking now upcoming? You did all the stuff today. You have a lot more media stuff upcoming for you?
I'm not sure yet. I was just catch up schoolwork and then in a little bit just getting back and playing and getting back, grinding again.
And what kind of feedback? Josh Hart in the NBA, Ryan Arcidiacono in the NBA, and you have other friends that are in the league right now. What kind of information have you gotten from those guys as well about what to expect?
I don't really have talked to them that much about it. They just congratulate me and just tell me just continue to work hard and just see you on the other side. But I haven't really asked them about this and that yet, but I'm pretty sure I will be sooner or later.
Workout's going to be tough. I know it. It's going to be tough, but you can handle it. It's all good. But listen, man, I know you're tired. You had a great run today on ESPN and doing all your TV hits and your podcast and everything. But wanted to get you on because a lot of people have been asking about you, and a lot of people are happy with all the success that you've had with Villanova and what you've done winning the championship. And you've got a lot of big fans, even though you're a Rams fan on the football side.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Well, listen, man, enjoy it. I'll talk to you soon, and congratulations on everything. And, I'll be riding this wave with you every step of the way, seeing what's going on.
I appreciate that.
All right, man, I'll talk to you soon.
Sound good.
All right. Mikal Bridges, Villanova All-American, two-time NCAA champion, again joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline, heading to the NBA, has declared.